Daryl Skinner back down at Mosaic Stadium, down on the field at Taylor Field. And with me is the head coach of the Regina Rams, Frank McChrystal. Thanks for joining us here, Frank. Looks like you put on a pretty good night here for football.
Well, it looks great, and, you know, it's going to get cooler, but, supposedly the forecast is for the wind to stay down, and that's always the big thing in Saskatchewan, you know. We're used to the cold, but, if you get away from the wind, it should be a good night.
Well, let's talk about teams so far this season. You destroyed Manitoba in week one. Last week, a very close game against Calgary, who's ranked in the top five. Can you just talk maybe a little bit about last week's game?
Well, in this league, because it is so close and there's such a great deal of parity, a game can be decided on a few plays, regardless of what the score is. And that's really what happened. You know, they had a couple punt returns that we didn't defend, one which went for a touchdown, and, you know, we threw an interception at the end of the game, and we, you know, in the end zone, we're on the 16-yard line, and it was those things back and forth, but it was really... It was a good game, and everybody played hard, and it's close. The way we look at it, it's in a home-and-home series that it's 3-0. You know, we lost 24-21, so they come to Regina, and they're up 3.
You said it's the league of parity, but you really see three big teams this year, yourself, Saskatchewan, and Calgary, or do you not see it that way?
I don't think so. You know, BC beat Saskatchewan at home, so Alberta's been playing well. They won their first two on the road, dropped one to Calgary, a close one. They had 17 points scored on them in the fourth quarter, an interception return for a touchdown. So, I mean, I think you better come prepared to play it, regardless of where your opponent is in the standings.
Second year for Mark Mueller as a starter here. With a year under his belt, do you expect even more things out of him this year? He had a pretty good season last year.
Well, he had a good season last year, and I think that he's done well. He's making some good decisions, and if we can have everybody on the same page, I think that you'll see even greater success. You know, we've had some difficult luck with our receivers getting hurt and banged, and that's affected us a little bit and affected some of the reads and maybe Mark holding onto the ball a little longer than we would be hopeful of. But, everybody's in that same boat too. There's a lot of teams with injuries this year because really I think this conference is probably the toughest conference physically in CIS varsity sport.
Last year I was on this very field talking to you about life without Teal Orban. I guess this year I'm going to talk to you about life without Jordan Cisco. Who's been picking it up for him?
Well, you know, there's some of the guys that we hoped would be able to step in and do it got hurt right away. So, you know, Jason Price is back tonight, and we're hopeful that he's going to be able to get back in the swing of things with football and the game itself. Brendan Owens, Mark McConkey have played very well for us, and then some of the other young guys and guys that we weren't really, maybe as familiar with, I think have done some pretty good things. But on the other hand, we're running the ball these last two games better than we have for a long time with Adrian Charles.
I think you know the Huskies as well as any opposing coach. What do you say about them?
Well, I mean, they don't try to trick you, really. They do the same things over and over and over again, and they execute very well. So, I mean, you know, if you asked me this 10 years ago, I'd tell you the same thing I'm telling you now. They execute, they play well, and you have to come and play air-free football to have much success against them.
Obviously, I'm sure you've answered this 1,000 times to Regina media about Adrian Charles. Can you just talk about your thought process about bringing him here and maybe a little bit of baggage?
Well, I don't think we didn't perceive it as baggage at all, and we wanted a running back. We talked and he was able to and willing to commit to the kind of things that we were. That we talk about and we espouse to, and so when that happened, we were comfortable with him playing and felt very confident that he was going to be a someone that contributed a great deal to us and for the football team, and that's certainly been the case.
Well, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate your candidacy as always, and good luck.
Okay, thanks.
That was Frank McChrystal, head coach of the Regina Rams.